This Mother's Day, get fine and fashion jewelry for all the moms in your life at up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with JCPenney credit card and coupon. Shop extended hours this weekend. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 5/10 to 5/13. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details and store hours.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at ToyotaIowaCity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot free of charge. And right now, you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
On Trippin' with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Mark Ingram has been suspended without pay by the league for the first 4 games of the season for violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. He is allowed to participate in all off-season and preseason practices and games. However, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting Ingram won't be around for voluntary OTAs. 49ers linebacker Reuben Foster pleaded not guilty Tuesday to 3 felony charges he faces from a February domestic violence incident. The 24-year-old's next day in court is a preliminary hearing on May 17th. Staying in the NFC West, Arizona traded up to select Josh Rosen 10th overall. But appearing on Adam Schefter's podcast, Cardinals head coach Steve Wilks committed to starting the season with Sam Bradford under center. Rookie linebacker Roquan Smith's car was broken into over the weekend. The list of stolen items includes his Bears-issued iPad with the team's playbook, along with his Georgia Rose Bowl and national championship jerseys. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every prenatal vitamin, every unsipped glass of wine, every plan to protect them after you're gone, listening to doctor's advice, mom's advice, and trying to ignore the internet's advice. Every penny saved for college, every squeeze of sunblock applied against their will.
Every way we look out for those we love is an act of mutuality. We can help with the financial ones. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
Hearing that reminds me of some news that fell through the cracks. We didn't get to this earlier this week. Of course, yesterday was the first day I was back on the air, but it's happening. With or without Rufus, who was played by the late George Carlin, as you just heard there, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. There's going to be another Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I think this will be movie 3. I think there was a sequel made at one point in time, if I recall correctly. But Keanu Reeves and his co-star are both on board for another. As we talked about, everything old is new again, and everything that's new is something that was old. But another edition of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. This is our Excellent Adventure. Welcome in the second hour of three, the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way on all three frequencies, 1600 AM as well as 107.5 FM. That's the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. You can also catch us on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Cedar Rapids. Great show for you today as we make it towards 7 o'clock tonight. We've got the 6 o'clock showdown coming up in hour number three. Your chance to take home a $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill where, Alex, we're going to be next Thursday.
We will be there.
The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, and we are going to have another opportunity for people who join us next Thursday at the road trip to take home something amazing.
Are we allowed to give this away?
Well,
are we allowed to?
We said it yesterday.
Okay.
So,
all right. So
I
we're
didn't
giving
get in
away
trouble.
Two tickets to the Indianapolis 500.
Yes.
Do the same rules apply as applied last week when we were giving away spots on the bus trip? You have to be in person.
Yes,
at 7
that's
o'clock.
The only caveat.
Okay.
You need to be present to win with us next Thursday. We will be at the Stadium Bar and Grill. It's on Rockford Road, right across from Veterans Memorial Stadium. You join us next Thursday. You stick around until 7 o'clock. Someone's going to walk away with a pair of tickets to the Indianapolis 500. Pretty cool, right? We've got four tickets to the Indianapolis 500. You could win tonight during Race to Win. No guarantees. We have had one winner so far in all of the times that we played Race to Win. So we have 22 spots remaining on the board and 11 great prizes. Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register is going to be with us in hour number three of the program tonight. We'll talk a little Iowa Cubs baseball with him as well as Iowa State athletics. And as we mentioned, the showdown on the way as well. But I want to get to something I feel is an amazing feat of, and I do consider this to be athleticism. Don Gorski, for many years, has been an idol of mine. And the Wisconsin man has reached a milestone plateau in life. If you're unfamiliar with this gentleman, about 46 years ago, he ate a Big Mac and he fell in love. Not with a woman who was there at the McDonald's and he was eating the Big Mac. No, he fell in love literally with the Big Mac. And he has averaged eating a Big Mac twice a day, every day, for the last 46 years. And just this past weekend, Don Gorski consumed his 30,000th Big Mac. 30,000 Big Macs.
This is miraculous, Todd. He's 64 years old.
And in perfect health. Take
How?
That. Take that. All of the quinoa eating, vegan, pescatarian. That's a new one I learned recently. Pescatarian. It's like vegan, only worse. All of the health nuts. Take that. The guy has eaten two Big Macs a year. He has perfectly normal cholesterol. He is in perfect health. As a matter of fact, about a decade ago, he ran the San Diego Marathon and consumed a Big Mac as he crossed the finish line.
How is he still in perfect health? That is the question that I'm sure we'll never get the answer to. Maybe he's just kind of a freak of nature, but 64 years old, you look at him, he's in fine shape, and consumes not one. I can understand if it was one Big Mac a day, and maybe he's eating really healthy. Other than that, no, two Big Macs a day. And didn't you say, Todd, that he said that maybe there were 8 days in the last 46 years where he didn't consume a Big Mac?
8 days in the last 46 years, one being the day that his mother died, because his mother's dying wish was that on the day that she died, he not eat a Big Mac. So he honored her by not eating. This is amazing. A, can you imagine eating something twice a day, every single day for 46 years?
No.
And B, if you did, what would it be? 319-366-1600. What do you think you could eat something of twice a day, every day, with virtually no breaks for 46 years? 366-1600. I tried. I thought long and hard about this earlier today. I said, even if you take out dietary restrictions, you know, I'm doing the low-carb thing. If you just, if I pretended I could eat anything I wanted to, make me the happiest man in the world, what would it possibly, I cannot come up with anything. There are foods where I think I could eat something every day for a week. I could do that. I could. Every day for 46, twice a day for 46 years. I can't come up with anything. And that's why this man is my hero. That, and it sort of flies in the face of conventional wisdom. You've got all these health nuts out there. He went on the Ellen DeGeneres show and had his cholesterol tested, and it's pretty normal.
I am speechless right now, Todd. I am without speech. 46 years, twice a day, cholesterol numbers normal. Is there anything about his health that's even slightly questionable?
And we'll find out when he passes away and they do the autopsy. He looks fine. He looks fine. Other than the fact that he looks like maybe his look could use a little updating, but
right.
Each his own. He's comfortable in his own skin. And my favorite part about this guy is he says people make fun of him and he doesn't care. He literally does not care that people, and good on him, because this guy, and I'll tell you why this guy is one of my idols, and I say that not in passing, and I'm not just tossing that off. This guy is somebody that I, for years, have respected, because he just doesn't give a you-know-what. He wants to live his life. He wants to live his life, he wants to be happy, and he wants to eat his damn Big Macs. That man is a national hero. He's from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, and I think they should build a statue of him. 366-1600. Is it a little hoarse? Am I getting a little Stephen A. Smith here? Are you hearing that?
I'm not
all?
Hearing the Stephen A. Smith. You're not right. To that point, Todd.
Let's go to Don in Cedar Rapids. Don wants to talk about maintaining health while eating a big. Don't say anything that's going to get me in trouble with our fine McDonald's franchises across the corridor area, Don. Go ahead.
All righty. Well, three things. One explanation for this gentleman is genetics. The dude's got, he metabolizes all the fats and all that stuff really well. The bottom line is for all human beings, basically, you can maintain your health if you have a reasonable diet and you exercise. And then if you have genetics, good genetics, then you're a step above everybody else. But there's a medical explanation for your hero, and that's all I wanted to say.
All right, Don with some non-board-certified health advice there, but I think that's probably a little common sense.
Yeah.
He has to have great genetics. And look, he ran a marathon. So he clearly has some sort of health regimen that he maintains.
But and also he's is it as simple as saying he's just a little bit different genetically?
Well, I think
that,
you gotta
that
be.
What you're saying.
I think you gotta be. Now I have terrible genetics. Years and years and years. And you know what? And quite frankly, I'm still convinced that I will be dead by the time that I'm 40, 45, because I have bad genetics on my mother's side of the family, and the men on her side of the family don't live very long. But you can't live life that way, because one of the guys who did that, talking about the movies that we're sifting through thinking about showing on the bus trip to Wrigley Field on Saturday, the movie 61. And Mickey Mantle, for those of you who may not be aware, Mickey Mantle partied hard for one reason and one reason only, because his grandfather and his father both died young, and Mickey Mantle was convinced he was going to die young. So he partied hard. And what happened to Mickey Mantle? He didn't die young. And as he got older, then he needed an organ transplant. And it was a sad, sad tale. And Mickey Mantle, at least at the end of his life, was able to come to terms with some of his extremely bad behavior and do something good, and that was raise awareness for organ donation. I believe, if I remember right, he passed away in 1995. And I carried around the... They passed out cards with his likeness on it, and you filled one out. You kept it in your wallet in case your driver's license didn't identify you as an organ donor. And then once I got my driver's license, I am an organ donor. I don't see any outside of, I guess maybe, and I'm not up on everybody's religion, there could be religious reasons why people won't donate organs after they pass away. I think how awesome that is. I think that's an absolutely amazing thing. I think everybody should consider doing it. If they're no good to you, you're dead, right? And you can help somebody live out. How did we get off on this? We're talking about Don Gorski, my personal hero, eating 30,000. Nobody has a food. Nobody has anything that they think they could pull this off with. Does that not put this in perspective? 366-1600. Nobody can come up with anything that they could eat twice a day for 46 years. Take a look at the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. I'm not seeing any, and I'm not believe that's not suitable for air 6210. I see you. We're having a meeting earlier today, a pre-show meeting, and I said someone is going to say this word. Don't let it get on the air. Shame on you. 319-366-1600. I do know, and there's somebody else. I do like the fact that I know after 7+ years of doing this, I've got my finger on the pulse of the people who listen to the show. I know exactly where you're going to take something. 6352 says wings. Twice a day, every day, for 46 years.
That would be pretty rough on the stomach, every single day.
I could. 5232 says onion rings, maybe. What is it about onion rings? They are either really good or they're really bad. There are very few food items where there's no in between. Do you agree with me on that? Are you an onion ring person?
If they're good.
They're either really good or they're an abomination. There's no onion. I've never eaten an onion ring in my life and gone, eh. I've eaten an onion ring and gone, holy cow, this is amazing. I could eat 3 baskets. And I've eaten an onion ring and said, take the rest of them away. These are garbage. I've never once ate an entire order of onion rings and said, eh, you know what? Average. 319-366, here they come. Brats.
Every day? No.
I got to be honest with you. It's for dinner tonight. I've got brats waiting when I get home. I'm going to fire up the grill. I don't think I could do.
Like,
you know what?
Brats,
you eat two brats a day. You eat
often.
Brats twice a day for 46 years and then check your cholesterol. We'll see where it's at. Now I've got the pork producers upset. I love Iowa pork producers. This job's a real pain in the ass because you never know what you're going to say, and it's going to get you in trouble with somebody. I love Big Macs, by the way, and what is the Big Mac if not a lot of carbs? You could take the patties and the pickles and the onions and the lettuce and the special sauce and do it without the bun, It ain't a Big Mac.
Right. That's cheating. No, okay. There's,
I really want one right now.
There's one food item.
And I want to eat one with Don Gorski.
That I could probably eat twice a day. It's a there's a place in Iowa City that sells...
You're
going to
say Hy-Vee Chinese.
No. Okay. There's a place in Iowa City that sells kind of these... I don't even know how to... They're pita sandwiches. And I could have two of those
Arby's,
every day.
My favorite commercial, they call them Mediterranean tacos. Euros.
Euros, Mediterranean,
Mediterranean
tacos.
Okay, so a pita.
Yes, with chicken and hummus in it.
Oh, God, not hummus.
You don't like hummus?
The timing on this could not be more ironic, because I just got an email from my friend Boston Bo. And Boston Bo is the person who introduced me to the concept of hummus. Probably, I'm doing the math here in my head, 14, 15 years ago.
That's about the time I got introduced to it.
I think hummus is one of the most disgusting things.
Oh.
And when we were trying to get my son to eat, you do many, many things you're not expecting or prepared to do as a parent when you have a premature child. And getting them caught up and making sure they know how to properly eat is one of them. One of the first things that we were told when we were moving on to solid foods, hummus. I said, no, don't do this to me. I can't do it. I can't have it around. It's the concept, the idea. I can't look at the stuff.
Because it looks too much like baby food or what?
It turns my stomach and then I'm eating it. It takes me back to grade school and Elmer's paste. Now I've upset.
Now you've just ruined hummus for me.
This is where Steve Kane, our sales manager, comes into the office tomorrow and he goes, "We had a hummus client, and they were just about ready to sponsor the show, and they heard your anti-hummus rant, and then I'm out on hummus. I'm sorry, chicken, pita, yeah, you got me. You
Fine,
lost
without
me
hummus.
The hummus. Oh, Matt in Cedar Rapids, you're making me hungry for a burger from that particular establishment right now. Keep them coming. 366-1600. I'll throw a flag on everything that you say because I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could eat anything twice a day for 46 years.
Some people are saying PB&J. I get tired of. I've done PB&J for like 3 days straight, and I don't want to have it for another year. That gets very tiring very quickly.
Oh, 49.78. You are a man after my own heart. Or man or woman, I don't know. But I'm going to assume man. Those are two things. I don't think you can get the second item year-round. They're a regional Midwest League delicacy, but it's someone who either listens to the show or knows me very well. 319-366-1600, lowtusa.com, and Mantality, where you can go to learn more about the new men's health clinic in North Liberty, treating men for low testosterone. We talk about all this eating. You have a hard time losing that extra 5 or 10 pounds of belly weight. You realize it's not as easy to work that off. It's sticking. It's not going anywhere. Well, that could be one of many signs of low testosterone, especially if you're a man age 40 or older. Well, the good news is low testosterone is not a death sentence. It's not life-threatening. It threatens your quality of life. And that's where Mantality steps in. They successfully treat men for low testosterone every day at their clinics across the Midwest, including the one in North Liberty. They get that testosterone level back to a safe, healthy level. They do it safely and effectively. Everything, you're dealing with board-certified physicians. They ship it straight to your door. No trips to the pharmacy. No waiting in line. Mantality, lowtusa.com. You can get all your questions asked by checking out their website. Back with more after this.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 4040. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and we'll include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4040. That's proflowers.com, secret code 4040.
Back to the Todd Bravo Camp Show right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
Cheese balls, no. Sweet potatoes, sweet corn, pizza rolls, sushi, ice cream, egg sandwiches. Just a sampling of the items that people have submitted on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. I could eat none of those things. I could go probably the longest with pizza rolls. I bet I could make it a week eating pizza rolls twice a day, and then I would swear them off. Ice cream, I can tell you, I had ice cream one time 3 days in a row, and on the third day, I said, I got to take a break from eating ice cream. I can't do this anymore. And I love ice cream. I used to love ice cream when I ate it. 3 days. This is twice a day, every day for 46 days. Don Gorski is my hero. Can we get Don? I want to get Don Gorski on the program. Good apples, 6360, as opposed to bad apples. It's an appropriate transition.
Should we reach out to Don Gorski's people? Do you think he has people?
He doesn't have people.
He just have him himself?
I looked him up on the internet earlier today. I thought this guy has to have an agent. He was in Morgan Spurlock's movie, Super Size Me, which came out in 2004. Think about 2004. It's 14 years. How many Big Macs he's had in between 2004 and 2018? He's now up to 30,000, and he's not slowing down. 529, let's send it over to Kyle. He's got your first big board, and then it's going to be time to play Race to Win.
Big Ten Softball Awards were announced today, and Iowa's Allie Wood and Allison Ducey were each named second team All-Big Ten. Wood started 44 games in center field and led the team with her .306 batting average, along with 5 home runs and 21 RBI. Ducey had a fantastic season in the circle, leading the Hawkeyes with a 1.82 ERA and 186 strikeouts, and collecting 2 Big Ten Pitcher of the Week awards along the way. Cheyenne Pratt was awarded the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award, and the Hawkeyes are going to take on Ohio State in the Big Ten Tournament tomorrow. The baseball team has NCAA tournament aspirations after a series victory against Oklahoma State last weekend, and D1Baseball.com published a new bracket projection today, which has the Hawkeyes as a 3 seed in North Carolina's Chapel Hill bracket. The Hawkeye football team got a commitment last night from Desmond Hudson, a 3-star, 6'4" receiver out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's the 7th player lined up in the 2019 class and chose Iowa over interest from Iowa State, Minnesota, and Purdue, although Iowa was the only school to offer a scholarship. The Colonels led 6-0 in the 4th inning of their second game with Dayton last night, but 4-run rallies in the 4th and 7th innings resulted in the Dragons emerging with an 8-6 comeback victory. Royce Lewis did extend his hitting streak to 6 games with a 2-for-5 night. That's his 5th multi-hit game in that span, during which he's totaled 13 hits and a .500 batting average and an even higher on-base percentage. He'll try to help the Colonels avoid getting swept tonight with Bailey Ober on the mound beginning at 6.
5:31, here it is. We are just minutes away from your next chance to play and hopefully win Race to Win. We have 11 of the 12 prizes remaining, including the grand prize, 4 tickets to the Indianapolis 500 on Memorial Day weekend, May 27th. Also, a $50 gift card to Saucy Focaccia, a $50 gift card to Red Wing Shoes. We've got a $50 gift card from Ben's Beverage Depot and a whole lot more great prizes. Your chance to win coming up in minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that if you're in an accident, it's always your choice where to get your car repaired? Hi, I'm Trent with Bob Mickey Collision. Here to remind you that we've been doing top quality repairs and taking care of customers in Cedar Rapids for over 40 years. We take pride in guaranteeing our repairs and helping you through the entire repair process. We work with all insurance companies, but we work for you. It's your car, it's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision. Stop in for a free estimate.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, Here's Dari Noka.
He's right. It was completely wasted, and now his franchise is one that you seriously have to wonder about its actual realistic potential. Raptors point guard Kyle Lowry said yesterday that that 59-win regular season, the best in Toronto history, was wasted because they didn't get past the conference semis. I really hate to hear that. I think of all the wins, the regular season success. Honestly, you don't always have to win a title or even play for one to prevent the regular season from being meaningless. If you're the Suns, or the Hornets, or the Nets, or the Kings, you get my point, right? Franchises who can't figure out how to win could roll to a 50-win season, bow out in the playoffs, and it's fine once or twice. But that's not the case with the Raptors, who have won their division four of the last five seasons, made the playoffs all five seasons, and reached one lousy conference finals. You're right, Kyle Lowry. With your franchise, you could frankly go 80-2, but flop again in the postseason, and it's all a waste. In 60 seconds, he took us back to the future.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But the all-new Scotts Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scotts.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a bag of Scotts Triple Action today.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Did you see CP3 last night? My goodness, that was a heat check session like I haven't seen in a long time, especially not from a guy who's not really even the scorer that he used to be. He's a point guard anyway, not a score first one. But he had a stretch in the fourth quarter of last night's win against Utah where he could not miss. Chris Paul, three-pointers, pull-up jumpers, drives to the basket, another three when the shot clock was winding down, and he fired one up, closely guarded, and banged it in off the glass. And when he fired it up there, you knew it was somehow going in. He averages 18.5. He ended up with 41, not to mention 10 assists and zero turnovers, and now he gets to play in his first conference finals. He may never be that hot again, but it was sure fun to watch while he was last night. Did you miss it? Google the Sun, and it'll probably pop up. You'll find the video. He was just that hot. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
An English poet named Robert Browning said, "Motherhood, all love begins and ends here." Tom and Jay Hoyt at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers say, "We're the jewelry store that celebrates a mother's love." And man, are they celebrating with incredible fashion and fine jewelry for mom. Plus, with your purchase of just $149 or more, you'll get a gorgeous spring bouquet of flowers. How about that? Incredible jewelry, incredible prices, and a bouquet of flowers. Pick from our hot new trends with fashions from Lafon, Slate & Tell, Gabriel & Company, Henry Dossi, and more, many more. Or consider upgrading her diamond studs for a full credit on her old ones. Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 13th, so stop in this week and celebrate her love, Siebke Hoyt style. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and celebrates a mother's love.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hess. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
For everything she does, pamper her with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa this Mother's Day. What would make her feel especially special? A fresh spring pedi, a full body massage, or maybe a spa facial? Can't decide? Allow the friendly staff at Elevate to help you customize the perfect Mother's Day present. Our gift cards come beautifully wrapped and are available at Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station Southwest, and Northtown Market on Blairs Ferry Road. Or feel free to purchase online at ElevateSalons.com.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa?
Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the Old Springhouse Building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
See what happens when you skip rehearsal.
5:38. We got the 6 o'clock showdown around the corner in the third and final hour of the program. Tonight, your chance to take home a $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill located on Rockford Road, right across from Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonels are going to be home at Vets on Monday. They open a four-game homestand with the Quad Cities River Bandits. Your next Z102.9 Mug Club night is the 25th of this month when the Clinton Lumber Kings come to town. Your opportunity to get your first draft beer for $6 in a refillable mug, and then you pay the $3 refill price the remainder of the game and all remaining Friday home games throughout the 2018 season, courtesy of our friends down the hall at Z102.9. Todd Bromelcamp and Alex Kuhn with you on 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Big win for the Cubs. They sweep the quadruple A Miami Marlins. Moving on to bigger and better things, dipping back into actual major league teams sooner rather than later. We've got the Pirates and the White Sox. White Sox are the opponent this weekend when we take the KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field. Are you sticking by the prediction that we hear the first beer opening at 5:41?
I'm going to go with the before on that one.
The bus is scheduled to pull out of the parking lot at Sam's Club in Cedar Rapids at 5:30, and we believe the first beverage will be cracked within the first 11 minutes.
It will not be by me.
It will not be by me either.
I am not
a morning
person.
I won't have my son with me. So this is going to be an opportunity for me to catch up on some sleep, although I also have to act as the host of the trip. So it would be viewed, correct me if I'm wrong, as quite rude for the host to be up front in the what I like to call the manager's seat on the bus, sawing logs while everybody else is trying to have a good time.
Do you think people are going to be real up and ready to have a good time at 5:30 in the morning, though?
This group, yes. I think this group is pumped about going to Wrigley Field to see the Cubs and the White Sox. Now, here's who we're not going to see Saturday at Wrigley Field. I know there are a lot of White Sox fans who got really excited earlier today because they saw Eloy Jimenez was taken out of the AA Birmingham Barons game earlier today. Well, they were absolutely pounding their opponent. I think they won 16-3. That was a manager's decision. Take him out, give him a little rest. He's got 9 multi-hit games during this hit streak that he's on. Eloy Jimenez, one of the players that the Cubs gave up in the Jose Quintana deal last year, which if you are a Cubs fan, still wringing your hands over that, That's a good deal. It's going to be a good deal for the Cubs. Now, it may also be a good deal for the White Sox moving forward, but one team was poised to contend and is contending, and the other one is rebuilding. So I still stand by the Jose Quintana trade last year. I think it was a good deal to make. I think the Cubs paid a hefty price, but I think that is a price you pay, very similar to Gleyber Torres 2 years ago, bringing Aroldis Chapman from the Yankees. And of course, Gleyber Torres is looking fantastic with the Yankees right now. And a lot of Cubs fans are out there, oh, woe is me, because Chapman in the offseason re-signed with the Yankees. Do the Cubs win the World Series without Aroldis Chapman on the roster? The answer is no. So guess what? It was worth it. And you've got Quintana for a couple more years. Eloy Jimenez could go on to a Hall of Fame career, or he could go on to be the next Kevin Moss. We don't know yet. I've got my sinking suspicions, and I think Alex does too, after watching him at the Midwest League All-Star game here in Cedar Rapids a couple years ago. He's legit.
Yes, he is.
Not as legit as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I cannot wait to see him. While we're talking about fathers and sons in, I can't say big league baseball, but Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the son of Vladimir Guerrero, the former Montreal Expos slugger, among other teams. Remember the story about Rafael Palmeiro wanting to come out of retirement at the age of 53. Rafael Palmeiro wanted to play Major League Baseball again.
Are you sure that this wasn't the sequel to Mr. 3000? Yeah, I do remember the story, but I thought that was on April Fool's Day.
It wasn't, unfortunately. Rafael Palmeiro is coming out of retirement at the age of 53. He's going to play in the independent leagues with his son. They're going to be on the same team. Rafael Palmeiro at the age of 53.
Is it in the Frontier League?
It has to be. I had the.
So you're telling me I can go to a River City Rascals game or a Gateway Grizzlies game and possibly see Rafael Palmeiro suiting up?
No, it looks to be a different circuit. This is the American Association of Independent Professional Baseball. The Cleburne Railroaders. I'm going to guess that this is Cleburne, Texas. He's now 54. He has 500 home runs and 3,000 hits at the major league level. He can't get into the Hall of Fame because of the PED. Remember, Rafael Palmeiro is one of these guys who sat in front of Congress like a jerk.
Well, that's what ruined him.
That he was, and wagged his finger at Congress in 2005.
That was effectively the end of Rafael Palmeiro.
Yes. Okay. Yep. You're not getting into the Hall of Fame. Look back on that day, which, if I recall correctly, was in March. The Hawkeyes were in Indianapolis playing Cincinnati in the NCAA basketball tournament. They lost to Bob Huggins and the Bearcats that day. And all I can remember, you had Mark McGwire, who was not there to talk about the past. You had Sammy Sosa, who miraculously forgot how to speak English that day. And you got Rafael Palmeiro, who wagged his fingers.
Oh,
I have
a giant cluster. That's all I will say.
I have no Sammy Sosa memorabilia in my Cubs collection outside of just regular old typical baseball cards. And that, 1998 is such a pivotal year in my life. It's the year I graduated high school. It's the year that Kerry Wood had his 20 strikeout game, the anniversary, by the way, which was Sunday, and the home run chase between Sosa and McGwire. No autographed posters, no photos, no balls, no bats, nothing. I can't bring myself to embrace Sammy Sosa, and neither can the Cubs. And I know that upsets a lot of fans. And perhaps that's another topic for another day, because it's 5:47, and we're running a little bit long here. But Rafael Palmeiro, his son, I believe, also played at Mississippi State and was drafted, I believe, by the Baltimore Orioles and did not make the major leagues, but they're going to be playing. They're on the Cleburne Rail Riders.
And yes, that is Cleburne, Texas.
That is an invitation to go to the freak show, right? To watch 53-year-old man.
Didn't Jose Canseco try to do that years ago?
He did, and then one day he called in and we lost him on the phones. Right as Tyler was asking a bombshell follow-up to an accusation about players in the Hall of Fame who had used performance-enhancing drugs, and that's when the cell phone signal cut out. Patrick Palmeiro is the son. They'll both be playing for the Rail Riders, not Railroaders, Rail Riders. Okay, it is 5:48. We need to do this. I want to make somebody a winner. Do you want to make somebody a winner?
Absolutely.
Kyle, do you want to make somebody a winner?
That's a head nod, yes.
Okay. We have 11 great prizes remaining on the board for Race to Win. The only one that is off the board, yesterday we lost the DeWalt brushless drywall screw gun and impact driver kit from Acme Tools. So we have two squares, 15 and 23, which you cannot pick. So 22 squares and 11 prizes remain. If you're caller number 6, by the time we return, 319-366-1600, we're going to play a little game we like to call Race to Win. Back with more after this.
If you're shopping pre-owned, it's never been easier than this weekend at the McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha. Memorial Day pricing all month long on over 2,500 pre-owned vehicles. Now through Monday night, buy with $88 down. Payments as low as $88 a month. Buy used cars from $39.88. Full-size pickups from $11,988 at the McGrath Used Car Campus. Used cars from $39.88. Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras sale price from $11,988. At the McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Credit challenges? Team up with Eastern Iowa's number one credit team. No one works harder to get you approved. Memorial Day pricing all month long. Don't miss these savings through Monday night. Used cars from $39.88. Full-size pickups from $11,988. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha. I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Sample from over 200 brews at the 14th annual Ben's Beer Fest this Saturday. Brewmasters will be at Ben's Beverage Depot hand-pouring their own brews, and there will be live music. General admission is from 2 until 5, and tickets are $30. VIP admission is $40 and gets you in an hour early at 1 o'clock when the rare and limited beers are released. Everybody will go home with a souvenir tasting glass. Come to Ben's Beer Fest Saturday at Ben's Beverage Depot, 501 7th Avenue Southeast, downtown Cedar Rapids. Get tickets at bensbeerfest.com.
Find great gifts for mom and big home improvement savings during Menards Mother's Day Sale. Prevent damage to trees, shrubs, and gardens with Messina Deer Stopper. It's easy to apply, won't damage plants, and lasts for up to 30 days. 32-ounce spray bottles of Messina Deer Stopper are just $7.99 each. Save on Messina animal control products and more. Offers good through May 12th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. Race to Win. Race to Win on Sports Radio, KGYM. Keep track of guesses and play along weekday afternoons with the gym class or the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Up for grabs. More than $1,000 worth of prizes on this year's game board. Race to Win. Match any two prizes and you're an instant winner. Race to Win is brought to you by Vito's on 42nd, Acme Tools, and Dr. Pepper Snapper Group. Race to Win. Going on now on Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
Race to Win.
All right, we have with us on the line Angela in Muscatine. And we're going to try to make you a winner, Angela. We have 11 great prizes remaining, including the grand prize in Race to Win, the four tickets to the Indianapolis 500 later on this year. But we've got the bag-o board and cooler from our friends at Dr. Pepper down the hill, a $50 gift card from Siegel's Jewelry, one of which was revealed earlier today on the gym class, by the way, and a $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, among the many great prizes that we have for you. Have you been following along with us?
I have.
Okay, so you most likely know that squares number 15 and 23 are off limits because they have already been matched up. So among the remaining 22 squares we have available, what's the first number you would like?
Number 5.
Four infield passes to the Indy 500 on May 27th.
Okay, there is the first of the two squares for the Indianapolis 500 tickets. Can you match it up?
Let's go with 16.
A $50 gift card from Domino's Pizza.
I got really excited there for a second because I thought you were going to do it. But a good guess, and you probably have made many, many people very, very excited. Angela,
we appreciate
you listening and participating. And, of course, I meant people getting very excited because they love Domino's Pizza. They can match up the other Domino's. I don't know whether that one is – I'm not keeping track of what has and has not been revealed, but there you go. Square number 5, one of the Indianapolis 500 squares. So you could go back and listen to the podcasts at kgymradio.com, sift through several days to see whether or not any of the matching squares have been revealed or not. And same goes for the Domino's Pizza gift card and the other great prizes we've got on here. And a thank you to everybody who's made Race to Win a tremendous, tremendous success so far here on the program.
Still 11 prizes left.
Well, it is normally we plan to do this for 2 weeks, and I have a feeling we'll be doing Race to Win twice tomorrow on the program just because we did not have a winner today. We also did not have a winner earlier on the gym class. So Angela in Muscatine, wonder if she's any relation to Joel in Muscatine. There's something about men who make their wives and girlfriends listen to the show. BJ and Marion being one of them. His poor wife is forced to listen to the show, and now he forces his daughter to listen to us as well, which in some states, not Iowa, but some states, I believe that is considered child abuse. And BJ and Marion, by the way, if you're listening, I am this close to cutting Evan Gattis in one of my fantasy baseball leagues. Kyle's in the studio. He's got a big board update for you.
Big Ten softball awards were announced today, and Iowa's Allie Wood and Allison Ducey were each named second team All-Big Ten. Wood started 44 games in center field and led the team with her .306 batting average along with 5 home runs and 21 RBI. Ducey had a fantastic season in the circle, leading the Hawkeyes with a 1.82 ERA and 186 strikeouts and collecting 2 Big Ten Pitcher of the Week awards along the way. Cheyenne Pratt was awarded the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award, and the Hawkeyes will take on Ohio State in the Big Ten Tournament tomorrow. The baseball team has NCAA tournament aspirations after a series victory against Oklahoma State last weekend, and D1Baseball.com published a new bracket projection today, which has the Hawkeyes as a 3 seed in North Carolina's Chapel Hill bracket. The Hawkeye football team got a commitment last night from Desmond Hudson, a 3-star, 6-foot-4 receiver out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's the 7th player lined up in the 2019 class and chose Iowa over interest from Iowa State, Minnesota, and Purdue, although Iowa was the only school to offer a scholarship. The Colonels led 6-0 in the 4th inning of their second game with Dayton last night, but 4-run rallies in the 4th and 7th innings resulted in the Dragons emerging with an 8-6 comeback victory. Royce Lewis extended his hitting streak to 6 games with a 2-for-5 night, his 5th multi-hit game in that span, during which he's totaled 13 hits with a .500 batting average and even higher on-base percentage and 5 steals. He'll try to help the Colonels avoid getting swept tonight with Bailey Ober on the mound beginning in just a few minutes.
All right, good luck going on to the Colonels, who are going to be back in action at home on Monday, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. We've got another chance for some. We guarantee a winner in the 6 o'clock hour. We've got a chance for you to take home a $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill on Rockford Road, right across from Veterans Memorial Stadium. It's the 6 o'clock showdown. It's 7 questions in 60 seconds. If you can answer more than your opponent, you're going to be enjoying. And then you can use the $30 gift certificate next Thursday when you join us for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. See how that works out? Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register also set to join us in the third and final hour of the program tonight. 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Back with more in hour number 3 after this.